Do you think hospital medicine is still treated as a stopping off point for a lot of doctors? You know, they sort of go in knowing, okay, well, this will expose me to a lot of, you know, really great cases, but it's not really something that I want to stay with forever. Do you think that is that the trend that is changing at all?
I think that might have been the case in the past when hospital medicine was brand new. But I actually see more people going to do chief residency years if they're trying to get into a fellowship or something. Then, I mean, there's still one or two here and there. Out of the 100 or so doctors that were in my region, I lost one or two a year to fellowships because they've decided that, you know, while they were a hospitalist, that they wanted to apply for a fellowship. But by and large, the majority of hospitalists that I hire today, they are looking to hospital medicine to be a career choice. That's the majority. And the ones that aren't, they may not even tell me, but they secretly harbor a desire to be a pulmonary critical care doctor or something like that. And so then they start exploring whether they can get the fellowship while they're working for me. And like I said, one maximum of two over the last couple of years have left because they've gotten a fellowship. You know, 98% to 99% of the people that come are planning, at least when they talk to me, they're planning on being hospitalists. Because I ask that question, where do you see yourself in 5 years? Where do you see yourself in 10 years when I interview candidates? And so I have it written down. It's part of my interview process.
Well, did it used to be the case that more hospitalists would, or more candidates being interviewed would say, well, I think I'll probably be a hospitalist for 5 years, but after that I'll explore other, you know, avenues? Or
I think it used to be more a case I'll be a hospitalist for a year or two.
Oh, and they would actually just say that.
Yeah. In the beginning, it was like a year or two. Then, you know, if I get a fellowship, I'll be gone. And we were so hungry for docs back then that we would take them, you know. And there are some situations in some markets where if you have a good doc like that, you might still take them today. Because 2 years of somebody really good is better than a spot, you know.
Yeah. Okay. So what is the key, though, to, you know, as a leader being able to have these honest conversations and really get your hospitalists to be comfortable telling you what they may be unhappy about and kind of what they would like to do beyond what they've been doing? What's the key to getting them to be frank?
I think the thing that came with age with me, because I'm a little older than the average group leader or whatever, but I think the thing was is that I'm not judgmental. I mean, they come in and they'll talk about frustration or whatever, and I've got 20 years on most of the hospitals that work for me, if not 25, and a lot of life experiences. And I basically kind of sniff out something's up. But when they tell me I'm just not sure this is what I want to do or whatever, I'm not judgmental. When I was a younger leader, I might have been very scared that that meant I would lose somebody and there would be a lot more work for me. But I've grown comfortable with the fact that I'm not going to lose the person right away and that we'll replace them, or they're, you know, that I run a good enough shop that somebody wants to come work for me, and that, you know, I like this person. I like to work with people that I like, and I want them to be fulfilled. And I'm not judgmental when they talk to me, and I say, well, let's put it on the table. You know, is this the wrong place? Is this something you don't want to do? Or do you want to go do a PhD? Let's create a scenario where you can do a PhD. And they trust that, and I think I get a lot of loyalty out of them from that. When I follow through and I let them do what they want to do, and then I think there's a lot of loyalty then.